Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Sweet.
And Horses, Living My Best Life, the new single from them, a really go-y tune. Welcome to Sound and Country Vision with your host Tess. We've got a brilliant jam-packed show for you this month. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Joe Heal, the drummer from Nashville, or the TV-inspired drama series Nashville band Glasville. They've made their return and they've just done a show a few weeks ago, so he's going to be talking to us about that. And later on in the show, we're going to be talking to a lady called Shauna, and she's one part of US country duo Forged. They're both mums. I believe they've got like 10 children between them, so we're going to find out more about them soon. But first, let's listen to Beautiful Dream by the Nashville cast featuring Lennon Stella.
Half to sleep, I am going to meet you in the night. When you're around, I'm all filled up and bright. I don't know much about you, but I know you're in my heart. Was hoping I could find you in the dark. beautiful dream.
Beautiful voice of Lennon Stella there, and that was the ballad version of Beautiful Dream. And of course, that brings us nicely round to speaking with the lovely Jo Heal. Hello, Jo. How are you?
Hi. Very well. How are you, Tess?
I'm good, thank you. Now, you've been very, very busy, and you've just, a couple of weeks ago, you had your return show with Glasville. And I know we're here to talk about that today because I know you're very excited and I hear it went excellent. Tell us about your show. It was on Friday the 8th at the Classic Grand in Glasgow.
Yeah, you can't actually. It was 2 weeks ago. And like,
2 weeks.
It was like a click of a finger. It was actually, we had no preconceived notion of what the show was going to be like from previous years, because I'm sure many artists, they will know when you do one tour, then the next tour, and the tour after that, you always keep resetting your expectations, and you have to go bigger, better, bolder, try and do something different. And I think for the first time, because we haven't performed for 2 years, we didn't actually have any expectation or any preconceived idea of how it would be or how the show would be received by anyone. So we were actually really relaxed and just all kind of really out for the show, and it turned out obviously the audience were all exactly the same as that as well. They were very keen to get back, mm-hmm. hear the same music again they hadn't heard for 2 years performed by us. So it was actually probably one of the most enjoyable shows we've ever performed as a band.
Yeah.
Dare I ever say that? I know it's everyone will say that, but it actually really was. It was just such a nice laid back.
Yeah.
Performance of a night just to get into it and enjoy and have a party with maybe 450 other people that love the show and music like we do.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sellout show, wasn't it? And of course, the Classic Grand, the venue, is very historic. I think, if I've done my research correctly, it's over 150 years old, so quite spectacular to perform at a venue like that as well.
it actually turns out, I think it would be our, well, that show would have been our sixth sellout show at that same venue. Yeah, we know it's 150 years old because there's no lift in there. I can tell you that load in and load out on those stairs, on three flights of stairs, is not funny.
Bit of a workout for
the drummer. Nobody helps the drummer, Tess. Nobody does.
Oh, you have to do it all yourself.
We need some road crew. We'll make that note in our rider for next time we do the show, if we can get some tour crew to help.
Now, in terms of the performance, I know obviously before when the band together, it was a lot of the Nashville, the TV-inspired drama series Nashville songs. But I'm sure when we had you on before you did this show on the 8th, you were saying you were throwing a few different covers in, I believe.
Yeah, so we threw in Lady Antebellum's Need You Tonight and Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
And we obviously we wanted to try and do something different, because a lot of people were attending to see us. Hadn't seen us, and we actually, surprisingly, we also had a lot of new people come to see us that hadn't seen us before either.
Fantastic.
As a TV show, so I think it was kind of getting that balance of let's see how this would go down.
Yeah.
And it actually, so surprisingly, I think as soon as people heard those first piano pieces of Need You Now, it was just the kind of raucous, and the feedback online on those shows that were actually, you know, reiterated that doing those two songs actually went really well, because obviously you're always kind of nervous because you know people like the show in Nashville, and you just assume that they're going to want to hear the actual music from the show, but in this case actually it was actually anything but that. You know, they're quite happy to hear something completely different.
Yeah, and of course I suppose with a song like Shallow and Lady Gaga, it is bringing in a new audience, because Lady Gaga was never really country, was she? But it's bringing that element of country and rock, and
I'm so pleased we actually did it, and the audience just jumped on straight away, and they all said, you know, pretty much everyone, we managed to get out and speak to after the show, and people that messaged us on social media afterwards all really said how much they really enjoyed hearing those two songs. So I think next steps we're possibly thinking of leaving them in, and maybe adding a few more, but I think small things we might put out to the fans and say, you tell us what you'd like to hear, because I think we do need to make a move from what we've always done, but that's not to say you dismiss it all. I think it's getting that nice balance of, you know, people come to see us because they know we play Nashville.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the direction.
Not that they can't mix it up.
So that's sort of the direction that you're going in now. So you've picked a track for us to play as well, Homegrown by Zac Brown Band. Any particular reason? Is that going to be one you're throwing in, or did you perform that on the night, or is it a particular favourite of yours?
Do you know what? If I think we were, and I'm not saying we're not, but if we were good enough, I'd love to throw that in. But I think that anyone's being very honest, Zac Brown Band is, those are harmonies you would need about 20 people to really recreate. They are a phenomenal band. So no, definitely not throwing it in, because... I'm not singing because I can't, so I don't think anyone else is going to be brave enough. But it was actually, it was our pre-stage song, and I think just the reason we threw it in before we took the stage for the first time 2 weeks ago is that I think it reflects the lyrics in the song that, you know, aside from me, obviously, but 17 years here in Glasgow, we're all from Glasgow, it's very much homegrown, and it is, as the lyrics say, you know, I've got everything I need, just on where I live with all my friends and family. That pretty much says a lot about what this band is. You know, we're all here, we live here, we're part of the community, and the same fan base as well. And, you know, it's just a very warm, heartfelt song that means a lot to us.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, that come to see us as well.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, and I know family means a lot and your fans. So here it is, Homegrown by Zac Brown Band.
The sun, warm up the Georgia pine. Feels so good to me. the side, sip whiskey out the bar, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Zac Brown Band, Homegrown, our choice from Joe Heal, who we have on the line now, from Country Band Glasville. Beautiful song, isn't it? And like you said before, Zac Brown Band are fantastic. I saw them perform a few years ago, and oh my goodness, what a sound.
Yeah, I saw them at Country to Country years ago.
I bet you were there. I think we might have been there at the same time, because that's where I saw them.
I was the one at the front row, and the cameras kept panning on me on the songs I didn't know the lyrics to, and the cameras kept coming in front of me and were like, right, just stop it, the camera's going to make them on the big screen. And people were messaging me saying, you don't know the songs, it looks that way. I was like, yeah, I didn't know the tickets were going to be right on the front of the stage. Talk about cringe.
Oh, but at least you got a front row. That's quite impressive.
It was, and I managed to get Chris, the drummer from Zac Brown Band, Chris, managed to throw his drumstick to me as well. So I guess I've actually even got a signed drumstick.
Oh, that's perfect for you. That's perfect.
You've
never used it. You might have to.
No.
Well, maybe if you do throw in a few Zac Brown numbers, maybe if you know you get more sing. I don't know. Maybe you could use it then.
Well, we might use it then, but you can see what I mean about the song. I think we've got friends on the street. You know, we joke about this, but obviously Jenna's my neighbour, who's in Glasville as well, and that's how we met.
Right.
You know, it's even more interesting when your violinist, singer, and pianist is actually your neighbour next door. And that's what the Glasville's kind of all about. You know, it is very much a family type of band that we know. We're all very close. And that literally is physically close as well.
Well, it makes rehearsals easy, no?
Well, guess who drives?
Are you taxi? So will you be attending Country to Country in March next year?
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping to. It just kind of depends on, obviously, what we're doing with show-wise.
Yes.
We're looking at trying to get some more shows in next year. We're meeting up all together in a couple of weeks' time, having a chat, because we have three other people in the band, obviously are teachers as well, so and expecting babies as well, imminently as well, which Mikey is, and Mikey's due his first child in the next three weeks as well.
The family's growing.
It certainly is growing exponentially, so everyone's got a bit of a busy schedule, so we're hoping to try and catch up on the first, have a chat, kind of dissect the show and how it fell and what the next steps are for us going forward. We've had a little chat online together, but kind of formally see what we do next year. Tours are quite expensive. So,
I can imagine.
and I'm sure anyone has considered this before. And again, nothing wrong with it. It works. It's how you're modelled.
Yeah.
And we're not kind of like turn up in the pub, unpack our stuff, and knock a few tunes out. Unfortunately, so it is very much of a show-based performance that we put on. It's the whole package rather than just isolated things. So we try and give as much as we possibly can. But obviously it depends on scheduling, times next year, venue availabilities, and really also personal commitments as well.
So
we're hoping we're trying to do something around, I mean, COVID's like country to country, so that might impact when we actually...
It might do.
We're like, oh. So it might have to be like an eBay ticket that I might get at the last minute to see a show. But it'd be quite good, because I wasn't able to go this year.
Yeah.
Because somebody turned up a little bit earlier than we were planning on. So that's covered all my live gig schedule that I had planned for this year. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, we get to do some catch one of the two shows next year.
Fantastic. Well, Joe, as always, it's been great having you on the show. Where can people go to, you know, to keep updated with Glasville? Because there's obviously a lot more to come from the band. Where can people go?
As usual, follow us on Facebook. That is our primary source of information, so facebook.com/Glasville. Not Glassville, as people keep putting it, it's just the one S. Just Glasville is easier. And we do use Instagram as well, and that's Glasville, and same as Twitter. But predominantly, 99% of the stuff you'll find and better content is all on the Facebook page. And any questions people have got, any suggestions, message us on the Facebook page directly as well, and we'll be happy to hear any comments, feedback, and suggestions people have.
Brilliant. Thank you, Joe.
Baby, we've been working, doing that 9 to 5. But what's the use of making a living if we don't feel alive? I saw a beat-up ragtop in a lot on the side of town. Maybe we should trade my truck, get a song turned up, get the ragtop down. Don't overthink it. Honey, you can take the wheel. Ain't about a destination. It's about the way we feel. Don't overthink it.
Charles Easton, A Road and a Radio, the new one from him. Coming up very shortly, I'll be speaking to Shauna Mahonan from Mama Duo. They're a mum duo known as Forged. But first, let's listen to I'm On My Way by Rhiannon Giddens.
Watching from my window, the curtain coming down. A blue as black as morning, a silence like a sound that rattles at the cages that hold my heart and mind. I call my name to wonder just what I hope to find. A bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? His crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray. A little bird is stretching out to the shimmering, shaking blue. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do. I don't know the hour that finds me in this room. Around my feet and still no sugar in my spoon, but I've only got the taste for something sweet as thyme, not bottled on the table but still hanging on the vine. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on
Rhiannon Giddens, I'm On My Way, and that featured Francesco Teresi, and I actually saw both of them perform at the Long Road Festival back in the summer. But now we welcome Shauna Mahonan, if I've said that right, from a mum duo, a country duo called Forge. So welcome to the show, Shauna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Did I pronounce your surname correctly?
You did, yes, Mahonan. Most people get that wrong. Good job.
Fantastic. I've been practicing. I wanted to get it right.
Good job.
Okay, well, yes, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on. I know that you're one part of Forge, so your partner isn't with you, your music partner. Do you want to give her a shout out?
Yes, of course. Jeff Tech Sarah. She's working this morning and couldn't be with us today. But she is a very valuable and very important part of Forged.
Now, I'm very excited to speak to you because I think between you, I'm sure I read on social media, you've got like 10 children. I don't know whether that's five each or you're busy mums.
We do. We have 10 children between the two of us. Jeff has four and I have six.
Wow. Okay then. So you've got your hands full. So how on earth do you fit being mums in with also being Forged? And how did Forged come about? How did you begin Forged?
Really great question. Jeff and I actually go way back to like 2006. We started working together, putting music together for a women's retreat that was in the area. And then just more recently, a few years ago, Jeff said, Shauna, do you feel like the Lord is asking you to pursue country music? And I'm sure. That sounds like fun. And so we realized that we both had songs that we had written that we wanted to get recorded, and that's really where Forge started.
Fantastic.
So, and balancing with children is, oh goodness. We should do when we can.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it is a high priority.
So with the country music, has it always been a part of your life? I know you said, obviously, Jess come to you and said, I think we should, you know, perform country music, we should write. Yeah. Has it run in the family at all, music, or was this just you too? Is this new?
Well, we both have really, music has been a big part of our lives for both of us growing up. We've always sang, we've always had music in our lives. We've loved country music from the beginning. It was just like a way of, I don't know how to.
No, I fully understand. Yeah, no. And it's kind of brought you two together anyway. I must say, I've listened to all four tracks. I think it's on your, is it a new EP? It's called Burned and Broke, the four tracks that I have. Yeah. And I mean, the lyrics and obviously the meaning behind the songs, that they must be quite personal to you, and I think they must resonate with other people too. And I mean, honestly, the music and everything is absolutely beautiful, and your voices really complement each other. And we will be listening to a track or two shortly. But just tell us a bit about the EP and perhaps a song that touches you the most on that EP.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about the song I Can't Change You. That song was really written because of just wanting to be relatable to, you know, our audience. And, you know, we all have those relationships that we wish we could change, right? So that we could keep that relationship going, or that we could stay in that relationship. But, you know, we all know we can't change anybody, right?
That's true.
So that is... That's a little bit more about the song I Can't Change You.
Okay, oh, fantastic. Well, I think we should listen, because I had Don't Ask, because I listened to all four and I love them all, but I love the music in Don't Ask. But we're actually going to play I Can't Change, because I think that's quite important, especially with what you've just said. So let's play that. So here's I Can't Change by Forge. Stay on the line with us, Shauna.
You only make me suffer like a fish out of
I Can't Change You. I must, I think I said I can't change when I announced the song, but it's I Can't Change You by Forged. Absolutely beautiful. And we have Shauna on the line from the duo Forged. How beautiful, Shauna. That's really wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's always surreal to hear our music on the radio every time. So that, thank you so much for playing
me. That's absolutely fine. It should be played. It's fantastic. Now, are you performing any shows at the moment? Are you going out and doing gigs? Is there any chance you'll be coming over to the UK at all?
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing. That would take some doing, getting all of our kids over there.
Can you imagine? You'd need, I don't know, you would need a really big tour bus or a big boat or something. I don't know.
But we would need our own private plane, I think to get over there.
I think you definitely would. And it'd be great to bring them all over. But obviously the country music scene over here, it's really expanding. I mean, we've got a load of festivals now. I attended some in the summer, so it'd be great to have you over here. I mean, Dixie Fields is a good one. That would be a good one for you both. Because that was new, actually, over here in the summer. It's a boutique one. So yeah, I know. Have you got, I'm sure, I don't know whether I dare mention the C word, Christmas. I know you've got Thanksgiving coming up. And in fact, when this show airs, actually, if you're listening to the podcast, it's probably already been, but when this show airs, if you're listening to it on Siren, it will be Thanksgiving, I believe, for you over in the US. So what are your plans?
For my family, we are planning to go over to my in-law's house, and my husband is also part of a big family, so it'll be a big group of us all together and enjoying each other's company and having some turkey, of course. I mean, what is Thanksgiving without turkey?
Exactly. Well, it wouldn't be, would it? It just wouldn't.
Right.
And is there music in the household? Is that a big part of Thanksgiving and Christmas for you?
Oh, especially for Christmas, yes, for sure. I've already started listening to Christmas music, I have to admit.
My sister's obsessed. She started watching films.
Say that again.
My sister Lois, she is obsessed already. She's watching Christmas films, listening to the music.
Yes, of course. Get into the spirit of it right away, right?
Now, is any of your children musical? Are you roping them in? Do you think they might take over one day or even join? You might expand your duo.
Yeah, you never know, right? Actually, every one of my kids actually sings, and I know Jess's kids are as well. They sing and they enjoy music all the time, so yeah. You never know.
What is the age range? And I'm sure they all get on, yours and Jessica's children as well. What are the age ranges?
Yeah. So the youngest is 2, or turning 2, of all of ours, and the oldest is 19. So we have every age and stage, especially between the 2 of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been short and sweet, but it's been fantastic having you on the show, Shauna. Thank you for speaking to us. I don't know whether we can play out with Don't Ask. Is that all right? I'm speaking to my producer over there. And we're going to go out with Don't Ask, if that's okay with you. That's my personal favourite on your EP. Where can people go to find your music quickly?
We are on every form of music that you can, iTunes, Spotify, all the main ways of finding music.
Brilliant. Thank you, Shauna. That's Shauna from the country duo Forged, and here is one of their tracks off of their new EP, Burned and Broke, and it's called Don't Ask.
Don't ask, don't tell what I've seen. This love is a mystery. Don't ask what I know, don't tell. Smoking gun, get holstered up. Don't ask what I know, don't tell what I've seen. This boy, he ain't with me.
the mirrors can't be fled. Don't ask what I know, don't tell what I've seen. This boy, he ain't with me.
This boy, I can barely take. If I don't bend, then I'll break. Don't ask what I know, don't tell what I've seen. This boy, he ain't with me.
This love only happens once. I'm either smart or not enough.
Oh, Forge there, Don't Ask. We just had the lovely Shauna on the line. Go and check out the music. The lovely girls, really, really lovely. So next up, we've got another tune for you. Something Bad by Miranda Lambert featuring Carrie Underwood. So here it is.
Start clapping, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. To the church, but I got so nervous, had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service, grabbed all the cash underneath my mattress, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Ran into a girl in a pretty white dress, rolled down the window, wiggled it to two legs, said I'm headed to the bar, with my money out the mattress, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Gonna call a kidnapping. Got a real good feeling. Something bad about to happen. Stand on the bus stop. Your feet start clapping. I got a real good feeling. Something bad about to happen. The drinks keep coming. Throw my head back laughing. Wake up in the morning. Don't know what happened.
To prove you wrong, it wouldn't take much to prove you wrong.
the brilliant Sheryl Crow featuring Stevie Nicks and Maren Morris, Prove You Wrong. And in fact, Maren Morris, she won Album of the Year for Girl at the Country Music Awards a few weeks ago. And she's really on top of her game at the moment. And before that, we played Something Bad by Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. And of course, Carrie Underwood hosted the CMAs with the legendary Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire. So that is something to watch if you haven't watched it on catch up. But we've actually come to the end of the show. It always goes so, so fast. I want to thank my guests, Joe Hill from Glasville and Shauna Mahonan. I keep getting that wrong, but she says I've said it correctly. From a duo, country duo Forged, and they're brilliant. Check their music out. Thank you, Alex, as always, for producing a great show. Thank you to the listener. And to play us out is going to be my lovely mum, Leanie Jane, doing a cover of Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad by Tammy Wynette. And that is one of her favourite, and it's one of my favourites from Tammy Wynette. And it's mum's 50th birthday this month, so I'd like to dedicate the show to her. And she's going to play us out. So here it is, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad.